all about the cross. And when you look to the cross, I want you to see ultimate love. When we are looking at God, we are looking at pure love. How do I see God? Well, for one thing, we see God in His Son, Jesus. God incarnate simply means that God came down as man. See, nobody was going to be able to get this right. The human psyche is so full of pride, so full of life and what goes on, so full of selfishness, there was no way that a prophet or any other human being other than God incarnate would be able to pay the price so that you and I would have eternal life with the God of love. So therefore, God came down. You want to see the face of God? I preached it for I don't know how long. Look at Jesus. Well, preacher, I don't know whether you noticed or not, but Jesus isn't really around today. I don't know whether you've noticed or not, but yeah, He is. He's in my heart. He is in my spirit. He is in my mind. He is visible in my eyes. He is visible in all that exists. He is visible in the wind. He is visible in the sky, in the clouds. You want to see the face of God? The face of love? Look at each other. Don't you know that when Jesus came into your heart, that you became His face for the world that doesn't know Him? You want to see that love? Look to someone who is expressing that love. You know, when I talk to folks about losing a loved one, and I will always hear the good side, and that's great. Folks, keep the bad side to yourself. There's always a reason for everything. But to listen to someone explain about their brothers, their parents, their child, whoever it may be, that they were a very loving individual. They cared. They were great fathers. They were great husbands, great mothers, great wives, great children. What made them that way? Jesus. You see, when you say yes to Jesus, you have just agreed and you have just accepted His love into your life so that you can be His representative. Now, you and I have flaws. You agree with me on that, right? You and I have flaws. So to look at just one of us, you might say, now, Brother Larry, I knew you when you were a snotty-nosed kid and you were rotten. Okay? But when you look at me, let's say Randy and I together. Maybe I better not do that. When you look at each of us united together as Christians, that's called a church. Are you catching me? Then the church unites together, representing the physical body of Christ on earth. So how do I represent Him as a part of the body of believers? I represent Him by loving others, by caring more about others than I care about myself. That's what love is all about. Love is you not worried about the consequences of life. You're not worried about the circumstances in life. You are focused on loving one another.
So God comes down in human form, and in Him, in this love, you'll see it 1 John 4:16, God is love. God is love. So love came down, and love encompasses hope, joy, peace. All of that is sealed in love. It is love that will give you hope, joy, and peace. And in that love, you will find happiness. You will never find happiness in hatred and bitterness. It'll never be that. You will never, ever find it in pride. You'll always find it in love. I had someone very close to me that died a couple of years ago, a year or so ago. And the statement was made to me, I'm not sure I know what love is, what it means to truly love somebody. That's frightening to hear from anyone. Because I read it in the book, the Bible. God is love. So I know the purity of love. But I know many that can never express it. Don't you? I know people that cannot express love. I used to have prisons full of them. Now they're still out here on the streets. It's all about self. But God said, I'm coming down myself. I'm going to fix you right. Therefore, I will see what it's like as your creator for you to grow from being a baby to adulthood and to dying. I'm just going to fill it all just for you. That's love. Amen. Not only that, I'm coming for the purpose of taking your pain, taking your sin, taking your guilt, taking all that encompasses evil, and I will cast it out. For I am God, your creator. I'm the one that has made everything work. I'm the one who's called you. I'm the one who's going to give to you. The world cannot stop my word. No army is strong enough to overcome my power. And the Christians are given the blessing of the same power. What are you talking about, preacher? You and I, Christian, we are powered by love. Love of God. You mess with me too much, and I guarantee you, I'll tell God on you in a heartbeat. I got a job to do while I'm here. It's preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord's not going to let that stop. I'm having battles about every Sunday anymore. I tell Brother Randy I'm fighting the demons. Now why would I have to do that every Sunday? To fight the evil spirits that are floating around out there. Because somebody is getting saved somewhere in the world. Amen. I get calls from folk. I love the Idaho crew. That will give me a call. Nobody sent me one potato, not one yet. But to hide a whole crew that calls and it listens. And the multitudes of other that listen. And just will say, thank you for saying that. Those that are ready to commit suicide, please don't do that. Please don't do that. I do know the answer. His name is Jesus. I do know where the power you're looking for is. It's in love. And I know the one who's king and author of love. His name is Jesus. Your life means so much to Him that He died so you would have that life you have. So that means there's a purpose for you. God got a job for you to do. Well, you know, I just don't see that I'm doing something for the Lord. You breathing? You're a Christian? You're doing something for the Lord. I don't know what it is. I guarantee you, and majority of the time you don't know. From people that have called me, I think, I didn't even know I said that. Half the Sundays I never know what I say. But I didn't even know that I said that. Well, thank you, preacher, for saying that. Oh, you're welcome. Glad, you know, glad I could help. Tula, I had no idea. But I know the one who does.
That's right.
See, that's true love. That's where the Lord said, I want to use you to touch someone else. Do you know how important that your smile is to someone that can't smile? Well, no, I just thought I made them angry. No, you don't. That smile gives them hope. I love certain personalities. Yeah, I'll have to admit, most of those personalities are pretty rough. I love grouches. You all know that. I mean, it's just amazing. Because God puts us together to form a body called a church representing Jesus. God came as His Son. And He said, look at me. I will give you peace. I am going to give you love. You can't buy it. You can't run a race for it. It's a gift. My gift to you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life or eternal life. Love. Love so powerful. You don't need gas in that human body. You need love. You need love. Now, you want to be powered by the most powerful energy form that exists? Get a little love in your heart. Get a little love in your heart. I know people that say, well, you know, I've got to give everything that I have so that I can get to heaven. It's not about what you give. It's about what's already been given. Now, I've told you all this several times. And you hear me well. I've got friends, we have friends that give to this church to help this church out during this time. If you know that you're having trouble financially within your household and all, do not give to this church. Take care of your family first. Do you hear me? Take care of your family first. You come just as you are, and you accept the love that God gives to you. This church will be taken care of, and the expenses. It is God who is in control, and He tells you, love one another. Be respectful to one another. God says, 'cause I'm going to do the sacrificing. I know people that would brag all the way to heaven about, oh, I sacrificed so much just to get to heaven. Why, you sin sick, hard-hearted Baptist, you haven't sacrificed anything. I know the one who sacrificed. His name is Jesus. Got a little rough there, didn't I? His name is Jesus. Every grouch in here knows exactly what I meant by that. You see, it's not about you. It's always about Jesus. You've got to keep Him on the front line of your life. You don't sink in this world because of something Jesus backed off from you about. You sink because you pulled away from listening to Him. You've gone down the wrong path in life because you didn't want to talk to the Lord about it, because you wanted to go down that path. You chose it. Folks, the only path that you're safe on in this life is the very one that Almighty God Himself chose for you. That's how important you are to Him. You're important to express His love to somebody. I don't know who it is, and you won't either. Be who you are and let Christ be Christ in you and through you. And you know, carry Christ. Promote Christ. How do I do that, preacher? I don't know how to witness. You know how to smile? Well, most of you do. You know how to smile? That's a witness for Jesus. Do you know how to just put your arm around someone? Put your mask on. Put your arm around and someone feels the touch of someone else through love. You know how important that is to somebody that's hurting? That bad? When I went out to see Jane, Jane said, "Is it okay? Can I hug you?" COVID ain't got a shot with me, folks. I can tell you that. Yes, that was important. She needed a hug from her pastor, and she got it. Yes, I had my mask on. But I'm telling you, that touch matters. Jesus brought the touch. You said yes to Jesus, Christian. Therefore, you have the power of the touch. When you pray, don't you hold hands? I mean, sometimes you even get to shouting. You see, it's the touch. When you're hurting someone, have you ever noticed this? When you're hurting so much, someone you know and love and respect walks in the door, and they look your way and they're walking toward you. And as soon as they touch you, the waterworks start. It's over. It is over. Why? Because love had just touched your life through someone you know truly loves you, and they know Jesus. I mean, when you know Jesus, you got some power. You got a name, my friends, that is already eternal. Can't be changed. Neither can you. God's sacrificial love, 1 John 4:9-10. God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. Don't you start bragging about it, how good a Christian you are. Because you're not, I can tell you. But you can brag about who Jesus is in you. We might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. Oh, did you hear that? It's the Bible. This is real love. It is not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Period. Okay. I believe. Because I believe, I'll see you all in heaven. I know you believe because I've heard you express your belief. I watch you express your belief in action. You believe. We have some who don't. We have some who continue to play games. To say, oh, you know, it's not important right now. Folks, if it was important to God as a baby to come, it's important to you as a young man, young woman, or as a grown individual. You better pay attention to the love that's offered to you. What do you got against love? What do you have against a God who loves you so much? He wants to be with you, protect you, and give to you. People say, well, you spoil your children. I got a son and I got a grandson, and people would say they're spoiled. They're loved. I can tell you that. But let me put it to you this way. Mom, Dad, Granddad, Grandmama. Let me put it to you this way. Does Jesus not give to you everything that you've got? Did you earn it? Did you work for it? When you need that loving hand to touch you, is it not sent from Jesus? Does He not give and give and give, even though that you do a bunch of dumb things in your life? There's not a person in my congregation, I guarantee you, that hasn't had a bad case of the stupids. Time and time again. Now, how come we love one another? Because we've been through the same route, folks. We know the hurt and pain when we feel we let God down. I feel I let God down. And through that feeling of that I let God down, do you know what I get? Come on, Larry, we got work to do. But Lord, I'm trying to explain to you how I've let you down. It's like the Lord saying, why don't you just show me through your expression of love? You know, how many times you tell God, I'll never do it again, I'll never do it again, I'll never do it again. That'd be the only part of the prayer that He'd have to block out because He's heard it so many times. You're a human being. Human frailties. You are broken from life itself. I'm talking to you about the one who puts you back together every time you fall off the wall. All the Humpty Dumpties around. He can put you back together. And He does. He does it through love. Let Him love you. Let Him show you the true peace that only He can give you. God's everlasting, unfailing love. Well, I can do this so bad that God will quit loving me. You hear me right. You can't do anything that will stop God's love. You can't control God's love. Well, look at the foolishness you've done in your life. God still loves you. I'm an old man. God loves me. And God puts me back together again. Continually. That's because He loves me. Merry Christmas. God has come. He came in human form to conquer humanity. His everlasting, unfailing love, Jeremiah 31:3. I have loved you, listen to it, look at it, with an everlasting love. What don't you understand about everlasting love? It can't be changed. With an everlasting love, Psalm 89, verse 2. God's unfailing love will last forever. It'll last forever. You and I are going to be together forever. I just wrote an article about the supper time again. You know I've got that on my mind, and the hurt and pain will go through. But I got news for you. I keep telling everybody, I know good and well you hurt to lose someone that you love. But in an odd way, let me cheer you up. You'll be with them pretty quick. In a twinkling, I'm going to be going home. In a twinkling of an eye. But folks, it's not the end. It is the beginning of a time when I'll never have pain again, never have tears again, never shall die again. There will be nothing that I feel today. Nothing that this physical body can feel that I will ever have to feel again. The key to all of that is love. God's eternal, forgiving love. Now, you catch that? Eternal, never ending, always forgiving love. Some people enjoy feeling bad about themselves. But God does not enjoy for you to have those feelings. God wants you to have a feeling of love and peace and joy. And he said, I'll give it to you eternally. Listen to John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death. That's why we Christians call it passing away. Passing on. Passed out of death into life. An eternal life. Merry Christmas. From the one and only God who loves you. You are a one of a kind personality. There's never been two alike since before time began. You're the only one. There's no such thing as identical twins in the eyes of God. God says, you're my child. I love you. Come to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings of life, the joy of salvation, for the peace that only you can give us. Touch each of us now, dear Lord God, as we go out into this world in the week ahead. Help us, Lord, to stand strong and true to your love, that others may see that love and find that joy, that hope, and that peace that love surrounds. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please don't forget Christmas Eve service right here in the sanctuary, 6 p.m. Thursday evening, which is Christmas Eve. Put on your mask before you go. Make sure you keep your hands clean. I will tell you, this stuff is murder to a lot of people that have certain situations going on in their life. But be careful. Use common sense. Merry Christmas. Act right.